Back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, sisters and brothers from every single corner of the world, wherever you are, I hope you're doing well and everything is fine with you. This is Arab English Radio, and today I have the privilege to be your host. I am Asma, and with us, we have two dear friends and guests in the studio. Welcome, brothers. Would you please introduce yourself to us?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brother Habib at your service, representing California.
So, welcome.
My name is Sayyid Abdul Al-Musawi, and I am from the land down under.
Okay, that's very good. Welcome to the program. So pleased to have you here. Oh, well, we're all buckled up for you to take us back to reality. For today's discussion, we're going to have a very fascinating and interesting topic to discuss about. We're talking about actions that bring about good results and bad results. I would ask my dear guests about this question, that do you think that it's always like this? If I do something good, the result of it is going to be good. And if I do something bad, the result of it is going to be bad. Is it any other way? I mean, I do something good, but the result is bad. Is it possible?
I'm thinking about, you know, what do you mean by good and what do you mean by bad? But I'm going to just go with the flow. And, you know, as I understand, yes, sometimes you do have good intentions. You are trying to do good.
Yes.
But then you fail. It's not because you failed. Maybe the society failed you. Maybe, you know, failure was something out of your hands.
And maybe the circumstances changed against you.
And it turns into something bad.
No, but what if? What if? I mean, I think that's not what the question here is.
Oh, that's your understanding, my brother. Tell me I'm wrong.
What?
You are wrong.
So don't tell me I'm wrong.
Okay, I'm telling you you are wrong. If you do a bad action, stealing, for example.
Right.
And that...
I'm talking about the good action, trying to do a good action,
no,
bad results.
No, trying to do a good action that doesn't work out is right. is not classified as a bad action.
You know why I was saying...
For example, I'm trying to save you water and then halfway it falls and I break the glass. So you can't say that's a bad action. It was an accident.
I'm bringing an example from the Quran, right? The story, why I was saying, what do you consider good and bad? Because, for example, the killing of the child in the Quran that's stated by on the hands of Nabiullah Khidr and Nabiullah Musa...
Yes.
Was it, you know, you could say it's a bad action because it's killing. Mm. Just let me finish right now. It's going to be specific.
So there is a killing that brings about good results?
It brought up good results for the families. But the thing is that what I understood from the good action, the bad action, is the one with intention of, you know, with the intention. Going back to the intention. The good action has good intention. The bad action has bad intention.
So you're saying it depends on who sees the action.
Who sees the action, who orders the action.
No, so
what are the intentions
so
of the action?
I don't know your intention. I see you doing an act.
All right.
And I am the observer here.
Exactly.
So I can say, well, that's a bad action. But your intention is good. You could be doing something good.
It depends.
The story you gave with Musa and Khidr. He killed the child. Musa thought that's a bad action.
Yeah.
But Khidr, because he had knowledge
from Allah.
So he said it's a good action. So this is exactly what you mean, right?
Yeah.
Mm. So, but the people who are observing this killing don't know that it is
going
to bring about
would,
good results.
Would we, so I would agree with you here, would we consider the Khidr as an example or as a criteria or something that we can measure with? Or is that just a special circumstance for Musa to be taught something else?
Going back to what makes good, good, and what makes bad, bad. You know,
so,
I remember we had this show once with you. And you were saying that that's just like a you know, barbaric act. And I told you, who are you to claim that it's a barbaric act? See, the same thing goes here. Who are you to claim this is good and this is bad? What is the criteria? What is the, you know, the foundation of stating this is a good action, this is a bad action?
The way everyone knows it.
No,
good
but
is
depends.
Good,
some
bad
people
is
see
bad.
Capital punishment as something bad. As in religion, we see it as something very good. And if you really look into it, it is something really good.
Yeah.
So
you mean that there is a kind of killing that brings about life?
Yeah. Yes. Capital
so punishment. I think then they're just... But so let's stick with the actual main thing. Let's say something that's wrong, that everyone agrees on, is wrong. Would that bring about something good?
Something wrong that brings about good?
Yeah, which is what you started with.
Well, right? We had a stories like Robin Hood. Imagine, just he was stealing things, yeah. But he was giving it to some good people.
He was stealing from people who stole. It was like pretty much bringing back to poverty.
Brother, have you bringing examples that can't be applied to a lot of people?
That's why we're saying. That's why I'm saying. What is the meaning of good? What is the meaning of bad?
Let's assume. Just I don't know. Just shooting someone in the head. You're a gangster. You just go around shooting people. Could that bring up? Could that have a good consequence?
In most cases, no.
So I think. Cases. Just
butterfly effect. Do you believe in the butterfly effect?
I do.
I believe in the butterfly effect.
That was the movie.
Well, based on our fitrah. We know what is good and what is bad.
I disagree on that.
Why?
I disagree on that. First of all,
it has been put inside of us. We all know what is true.
There are some concepts that our mind capacity can bring up that it's good or bad, and it's thoroughly studied in theology, especially with the big debate in ilm al-kalam between the Asha'ira and the Imamis, the Mu'tazilas, and it goes back with the philosophers as well. But what I want to say here is that there is, to some extent, that you cannot agree on this topic generally. Some people might come from different cultures. Some people may have different backgrounds.
Therefore, you know, even in psychology, we have collective unconscious. We all human beings are one. We all know what is true. Something that has been put inside of us. Our essence knows the true thing and the good thing and the bad thing.
I think what Brother Habib is trying to say is that it's true. What you're saying is true. Both of you use what you're saying is true. Not everything is embedded in man's fitrah. Maybe like the most obvious things, for example, every man, doesn't matter where he is, he knows that killing another human being is wrong.
For no reason. Volum. You're returning it to the volum, or you know, tyranny and justice.
Or like, for example, cheating or stealing. These fitrah can define them. But there are a lot of things that are wrong, which our fitrah is pretty much...
No,
blank.
Doesn't know.
Yeah. You mean, is there any...
It requires the ilm, Quran, or the Ahl Bayt, for example, to say, okay, this is wrong. It's a great area. So I think to come in between you and Brother Habib, I think that would be the safe line.
I do believe in this thing, that even those people who are doing bad things...
Everything isn't the fitrah, even though it might be true, but it's not always present.
Polluted. It might be polluted.
It's not always present.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
I'll give you an example about lying, for example. In some situations, lying is a good thing. If I don't lie to this triant ruler about, for example, where is this guy? Where is Zayd? If I tell him with honesty, I say with the honest word, it's going to get a person killed, not only a person killed, a family oppressedly killed. So what do? I lie.
I lie.
Lying is the good thing.
But still,
here.
I know lie is bad. Lying is a bad thing.
It really goes back to the fact that, is it just or is it not just? If our fitrah teaches us and tells us that, yes, just things must happen. Lying could be a just action, like how the example I brought up. Lying could be a non-just action, which is most of its cases.
So what you're trying to say is action that you're doing, even though it's bad, is it justified?
There has to be justification for it.
Mm. Now, can we just explain about the word fitra?
Fitra, you see, human beings are created in a manner that they have, that all of humanity agrees on, right? All humanity has it. And it has this, you know, how do I say, sense, the capability of understanding some kind, it has to some extent some kind of knowledge.
And the Islamic belief that al-fitrah
is that believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other than that, we do need to keep on gaining our knowledges. We do need to gain experiences to, you know, have judgments on some situations.
Yes.
So al-fitrah is something that's created with us. Let's say inner knowledge that was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
But we have to nurture it.
It has to be nurtured. The pollution must stay away from it.
Look, with fitra, as we call it in English, innate, right?
Yeah.
The way I define it is the initial programming of every human being, right? So, for example, when you buy a PC, it already has a software in it. You just have to keep adding your own.
It has its own settings and own everything.
Yeah, so this is the basic information.
So let's just get out of fitra and come back to our main discussion. That was about good and bad. We said that there are good things, good deeds that bring about bad results, and there are bad things, bad actions that we do, and they would bring into some good results. So that's it, right? And we said that good and bad is based on justice, based on what God claims to be.
No, but not just that. I believe even sometimes, even when you make a wrong action, even though it's a bad action, I think sometimes that could even bring a good result. Because let's say I commit a sin, it's haram. That could create
Tawbah, right?
Could bring you close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes people become mystics, like Bishr al-Hafi, for example, right?
Yeah.
From a sin, a mystic was born. So it could bring a good result.
They make sure that they sometimes do some mistakes and therefore they go for repenting and they would ask God's forgiveness.
To add to your point, very beautifully put, thank you. And that is the fact that sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows the servant to sleep and to not wake up, to remain asleep. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cares and concerned about his ujub, or that self-pride. Because if he prays, he's like, oh, I pray, I do this, I do that. But if he goes away from him, he's like, oh, I can't
Yes, that's very true. Do you want to add something else?
So as it's stated in the hadith and even like the Quran, like I said, in Surah Nuh, where it talks about children. So sometimes, even though the child is innate and his programming is pure and initial correct and everything else, but it could turn to be absolutely polluted and diluted. And therefore, the fitrah itself, it completely turns off.
Yes, exactly. That's very true. So this is all we have with time, because time is running so fast. Thank you, dear guests, for bringing us back to reality. So until another session of Youth Station, I ask Allah to keep you all safe and sound. May Allah be always on your side.